Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Marcus Osborne in because Sarah still has one more day off. So we are here and live, and you'll hear different voices, but hopefully you'll hang and enjoy it. We're going to try and put on a show for you. Good morning, Marcus.
Howdy, Vin. Howdy.
So, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, brother. This is weird.
Why? Because we're in weird seats?
No, because it's like the boys' club in here this morning.
Well, you said
usually when I'm here, it's just...
I'm here!
Usually it's me and the ladies, and Hooman-ish, and then Bryn.
And me, it's still ladies.
How do you want to say it?
All right.
So this is a different dynamic.
It'll be
fun.
It will be fun. So, I wanted to start... with, because this was the big Labor Day weekend, and on my Facebook, I see Yuzette is out all over the place.
Oh.
And I'm actually happy because, you know, sometimes you do that. I'm in my pajamas from Friday to Tuesday.
That's Marcus, for me, that's a good weekend. If I'm in my jammies from Friday to Sunday or Monday, I'm good.
Why is that? Is that because this job wears you out and you just want to hide out when the weekend rolls around?
Yeah.
Because every time I say, you said, come on out. You're like, no, I'm good. I'm going to stay
in. Yeah. Well, you always want me to go out late at night.
Because it's a club, man.
And, yeah,
her eyesight is a hindrance.
And it is. And that a lot of what I do has to do with that. And I don't, you know, want to place everything on that because I am lazy. But that does get in my way. The eyesight thing
I get
is
that.
A big deal.
It's one of the look, my drinking problem keeps me from going to bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's only a matter of time if I keep sitting around drinks.
Right. they start looking at you and calling your name.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a time where you go, you know what, I need to get out of here now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny because I always assume that, you're just kind of over it at this point.
I am over it, but what I know about my problem in particular is just when you think you're, like, all good, that's when you, like, believe me, the stories are endless of people who are like, I put it all back together. I was making money. Yeah. I had a wife. I even had kids. And then just when things were going good, I celebrated.
Yeah.
And it was over.
I had a shot.
It went away that fast. All
so
of a sudden.
So scary.
Slide right back down into... So, I'm not playing that game.
I get it.
You know, and that doesn't mean I don't go do my job or work and, you know, stuff comes up.
Yeah.
But do I need to be hanging? No. Mm-mm.
Yep.
No, thanks.
And we
I do my thing by day.
We get that, too. We get that.
Right.
It's cool. We're all good. We all have our things.
Right. So, anyway.
I went to Angel Island.
Right.
With Michelle and Alden, my boyfriend. My husband goes this weekend. Do you like Alden more than you like me?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Crunch.
Well, you know, he's joking. I go, no, I like Alden, but I love you.
That made him feel better, I'm sure.
Alden, you know, he's grateful that Alden takes me around, drives me wherever I need to go, and, you know, is my buddy when I go, let's go to lunch.
That's like that old Chris Rock bit where he would talk about how he... wishes that women could have two husbands, one who could do all the fun stuff and one who could just do all the taking you around, driving and all that stuff.
Really?
Listening
to
your problems and all
then.
That.
I'm so excited. That's what I have. But listen, Alden gets paid. So do you pay that second husband?
Sure.
Gotta give him something, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The second husband isn't getting the first husband.
He's not getting the nook. Yeah, he's not getting the nook. First one does it for the nookie. The second one does it for the paycheck.
Actually, it sounds fair both ways.
Yeah,
both ways sound fair.
So we went to
Angel Island. I don't understand what that had going for it.
Well, I was looking for something to do, and every weekend, believe it or not, Vinny, I wake up at 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday, going, "What's happening today? What events are going on? Is there something I want to do? Let me look." And then I look at that Johnny Fun Cheap site that I go to. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but I go to it all the time, you know, looking for free stuff, looking for cheap stuff, looking for something affordable. And ever since I went to Alcatraz, whatever, a month ago, I was like, oh, that ferry ride was really fun, and it's beautiful. So I was like, Michelle did a tourist thing here in the city. Michelle, our promotions gal, you know her.
Oh, yeah.
So her and her boyfriend shacked up at a hotel. Hey,
shacked
Michelle. At a hotel locally. And so I was like, oh, man, I want to go party with her. So so I was like, so she went to museums. She did all these fun things. And I thought, you know what? Let's hang out. How about we take a ferry to Angel Island? And I was like, well, what's there to do in Angel Island?
I am not a
hiker. I am not a biker. But I am...
A drinker,
and a food eater. They have a cantina on the premise, and that had a fabulous band. It was so fun. So me, Alden, we get to the city, we go get our tickets. And a matter of fact, Blue and Gold people in the office, they listen to the show.
Oh, hey.
The girls all...
Blue and Gold people.
Tracy and... Oh, gosh, I forgot the dude. Adrian is his name. And so they're like, hey, oh, my God, we listen to you guys every morning. La, 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 la. So I was like, oh, cool.
All right.
So we went and had a drink across the street. Shucks, I forgot the name of the place, but the guy.
From
like,
where?
We got our tickets like at Pier 41.
Oh, I see.
And then right across the street, you know where the Madame Tussauds is, mm-hmm. and all the right. dungeon right there. It was someplace that took over the Rainforest Bar.
Oh, and so, the Rainforest Bar.
It's not there anymore. So whatever it was took it over. I can't remember. And so so we had a drink
nothing
there.
Nothing lasts there, does
yeah,
it?
I know. It's so hard to have a business there. So we had a drink there, then went over. The ferry line was so long, at least 500 people deep.
So is that wow. all tourists? Were you guys like the few people who are from the area who were checking it?
It felt that way, but I'm not sure.
I've heard
to anybody.
There's some rocket boat over there.
Oh, you know, rocket boat!
Rocket boat, right.
That was my first thing, that let's go on rocket
boat. That's what I thought you guys were on when I saw the pictures.
No, rocket boat is down right now. They're refurbishing boats and doing a whole new program, so it's back up next year.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so hence ferry, and so we went there and had a good time. Alden goes, oh, Lefty Old Duels is the name of the bar. Thank you, Alden.
I'm looking it up right now.
Hi, Alden.
What up,
See,
Alden?
And both my husbands are up, too. Isn't that great? They get up with me.
You got a great life.
I do.
Yeah.
It is fabulous. So, anyway, Vinny, we took the ferry.
Do you guys get to have double wives?
Or I don't think
is that,
we want
no,
it.
That goes wrong.
No,
huh?
I'm going to say no.
All right.
Once
no,
you
I'm going to have a
one
problem
wife,
with that.
You get the two.
You know what? The truth is, over my weekend, uh-huh. I swear by Monday, I was like, I need to go back to work.
What did you do?
Because of the kids, and especially, you know, this is like, here's a tip for family planning. We separated them because we couldn't have had them close together uh-huh. in age. Uh-huh. We just wouldn't have made it. But that said, having them close in age, there's a positive side because they're both sort of in the same zone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This older one wants to go do
stuff.
You know, stuff.
All the stuff. Mm-hmm.
And the baby can't do...
Diddly.
And she gets in so much. Now she's walking and she's so sketchy. She climbs. She immediately starts trying to get her foot up on crap. You're getting up this. And you're like, damn, you're going to kill yourself. So we had to divide. Like, I took the older one to the beach a couple times uh-huh. over the weekend. But by the time we were, you know, and then I finish and I'm like, it's dad's turn. And 2 seconds later, everybody's like, how about dinner? Come on!
Just give dad a break.
Just a filled weekend of stuff.
Family stuff.
So when it was finally last night, I was just like, oh, God, thank you. It's over.
Yeah, I get it.
You did that already, right?
Back to the routine.
Yeah, man, did it. And I'm glad that part is done.
How old is the daughter? You have, what, two kids?
Yeah, Ashley's 25. And
that was your first marriage, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's 25. My youngest daughter is 20. So she'll be 21 in March.
Which one had the baby?
Ashley.
Okay.
Little Roman Osborne,
oh,
who is
that's
now
a good name.
8 months in, is already walking, guys.
At 8 months?
Wow.
8 months. This kid is already walking.
It's advanced.
It's that, crazy.
That is advanced.
It's crazy.
Well, he's an Osborne. What do you expect?
Yeah, you know how we do it.
How do you do it?
I don't know, but it sounds good when I say it. Start asking me to explain stuff and we have problems.
That means he's ahead of the game because Osbornes are always ahead of the game.
Here's the thing. So that early walking just makes it harder.
Like, it does.
And you know, I liked when my first kid was colic and we were so bummed. It was so hard. And when she started walking, that started to go away. And we actually were cool. I did a ton of stuff with her, and she was really sort of low-key. She didn't climb crap. She wasn't trying to kill herself. It was good.
Yeah.
This one, super good baby young. Now she is out to get run over by a car. Like, I don't even want to say that, but she's like trouble.
I find that the baby's temperaments tend to be completely opposite. Yeah. Whatever the first one was, the next one is going to be completely opposite.
Wow. Though.
She's got a rocking horse. This kid's won. I have pictures. Mm. She's standing on the rocking horse seat with no hands, trying to make this thing.
That is so Vinny.
In a diaper.
Oh, pay back.
She's still crapping herself, but she's trying to do this like
parkour.
Oh no! I just keep seeing trip to the ER.
Are you more chilled with the second baby than
for
you
sure?
The yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm also, you know, like I said, this kid's way more active, way more scary. Keeping us way more on our toes.
How does Isla react to that?
Isla's got her own agenda too.
She's on
whatever. She's like, as long as I can get my thing. So you want to play with Play-Doh? No. Do you? Do you want to play with Play-Doh?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No.
You?
No thanks.
Yeah,
but I will sit down and color with someone for hours.
I can color too. I like coloring as well.
Hell yeah, it's good. It's therapeutic to color.
Anyway, so that's sort of what I did. I kept busy. By the way, I mean, I know that people still like the summer sun and all, but summer's
over. I know.
Over.
I think I got sunburned. My nose is all red. My chest is red.
Oh, from the boat.
From the boat.
Nice.
I don't know about you guys, but I've kind of had it with this summer heat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm over it.
Oh, yeah.
It is a pain
in
the butt.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I don't even live where it's the worst.
Yeah, like that. Well, Marcus, you live sort of.
I live in East Bay,
inner.
And it gets hot, yeah.
Yeah.
But, dude, San Francisco's had triple-digit temperatures this past summer, so no place is safe at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I don't want to complain about the weather when there's so much going on.
Yeah, right.
Other places.
Speaking of, so Hurricane Dorian, as I understand it, or as I last read it, which is the hurricane hitting the Bahamas and headed for Florida. Mm-hmm. It sort of stalled out.
Yeah, they said it's exactly stalling and moving at 1 mile per hour.
Nice.
Like,
so
they've
maybe
never
the news
seen
is
anything
good.
Like this.
Like, it won't hit Florida hard, but those things can regenerate. I don't know what. We'll just keep an eye on it and let you guys know. If you're traveling today, I'm sure that's something you're tripping on.
Yeah.
Because once flights start getting screwed, then they just get screwed everywhere.
Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
It's a domino effect.
So anyway, there's that. And then I was watching a bunch of other stories. But today we are here. We're live. We've got a ton of stuff to give away, including Kiss tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss?
Kiss?
The band?
The band.
Yeah, the band.
That's
Kiss.
What I said.
Interesting.
Brent totally goes, wait, what?
The band.
And then Vinny goes, wait. Did you say Kiss?
I loved Kiss as a little boy. Kiss, it's the first record I bought. Yeah. I started playing guitar because of Ace Frehley from Kiss. Kiss.
Yeah.
It's like the first experience I had. They were marketed right to my age group, too.
They sure were.
With the scary makeup.
Here's what's funny. I was into Kiss before I'd ever even heard a single song.
Oh, why is that?
Because A, I didn't listen to much Kiss, but they had cartoons and they had toys.
They did
so
have
I would buy the toys. And then once I bought the toys, I started listening to the music, like, oh, this is cool.
Right. So that they were a thing at the in the 70s.
That's
there
it.
We go.
It's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you.
Kiss, everyone. So all right. We're here. We're live. Marcus is in for Sarah. Sarah's got another day off, but we will be back with Kiss tickets after a song.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.